coming up to 18 to 10, how do you get school children to behave in class? What if you could use a game? There is such a thing. It's called the Good Behaviour Game. It's being introduced into New South Wales public schools. What's it all about? Ronnie Stokes is the Principal Project Officer at the New South Wales Department of Education. G'day, Ronnie. Sorry, there you are. Ronnie didn't quite have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell us how this game works?
Yes, absolutely. As you said, it's called the Good Behaviour Game. We're actually using the PACS Good Behaviour Game, which incorporates, I guess, gaming theory into everyday lessons. And what it does is teaches children themselves how to control or monitor their behaviours, their impulses, so that they are then able to adjust to day-to-day challenges of life more effectively, pay attention more fully in class, engage more in their class lessons, but also importantly work better with their peers and really get the most out of their school time.
And how does it function, Ronnie? What does it look like?
So it uses 10 simple methods. And look, I will go back a step if I can,
Josh. Sure, please.
If that's all right. It's actually a mental health and wellbeing program. And as you said, New South Wales Department of Education is the first in Australia to bring it in, so we're pretty excited by it. But it supports mental health by, as I said, teaching children how to control and manage their impulses rather than relying on a teacher all the time reminding them of put that down, stay in line, you know, all those various things that you and I would be familiar with. And by developing these skills, they're then able to make better life choices throughout their lives, more considered choices, because they can regulate their own emotion and their own actions and their responses to their behaviour so that it reduces anxiety. The way it does this is has these 10 small steps, which they call kernels, and each kernel focuses on a different type of regulation or skill that's required by a student to learn self-regulation. And they all have, you know, kind of fun names. There's PACS Vision, PACS Leader, there's Wacky Prizes, there's Beat the Timer, PACS Sticks, you do a tootle note, you might have PACS Voices and Okay, Not Okay. And each of these games has a methodology behind it that's based in psychology and mental well-being. But from the outset, they just look like fun. They really look like fun. So what a teacher does is it's not a lesson in itself. These are tools that teachers use as part of their lesson. So it's not a plug-in, another thing the teacher has to do in their day-to-day. Instead, they use these as a really handy toolbox to achieve what they might be seeking to do. So probably best if I explain, let's go with, say, PACS Voices. PACS Voices has you can talk in a centimetre voice, you might talk in a metre voice. If you're in the playground, you might talk in a 3-metre voice. And so the challenge is during this lesson, and say it's a maths lesson, we're going to incorporate two games. We're going to put on Beat the Timer, and so the teacher will discuss this in advance. For the next 5 minutes, we're going to use our PACS 1-centimetre voices while we focus on maths. And so there's two games in play now at this stage. So the timer goes on, everyone's waiting, pins are poised, the timer goes on, and for 5 minutes you have to talk in your 1-centimetre voice. And, of course, the class all does it because they're amazing kids and they've all paid attention and they know what they're doing. The timer rings and it's fantastic. Pens down. Well done, class. You all managed to do 1-centimetre voices for that 5 minutes. And we've, you know, got through quite a bit of maths, which is great. That 5 minutes might go up on the chart to say 1-centimetre voices in 5 minutes during maths, you know, with a tick beside it. And then they might get a reward, which is one of the other games called Granny's Wacky Prizes. So Granny's Wacky Prizes actually comes in a very cool bag with the word Granny's Wacky Prizes on it, and it's like a lucky dip. And so the hand goes in, a prize comes out, and the prize might be, you know, whatever the students have advised. So the game comes with a few suggestions, but the ones that work best are the ones the kids themselves and the class has agreed on. So it might be a right, everyone can pretend to be a jelly snake for 15 seconds. And so they'll lie down on the carpet and be a jelly snake for 15 seconds. The game is over, back into class. And these wacky prizes are what are known as mental breaks. And so what it does, it signifies the end of a very focused task and provides a little bit of a, you know, tiny, you know, bit of a mental holiday, ready to then dive into the next task, whatever that might be.
How extraordinary. And so this is developed out of Johns Hopkins University in the States, is it? And they found that there is, it's not only correlated with good behaviour in the classroom, but that the students who participated in this had better reading levels and were more likely to go to university and less likely to suffer from substance abuse and behavioural disorders.
Absolutely. Johns Hopkins study with PAXIS, which is the organisation that's developed the program, have shown that it leads to both short-term and long-term increased attention, cooperation, engagement, academic achievement, positive behaviours with peers, improved mental health, as you've indicated, by developing these lifelong protective effects for student well-being.
It's amazing, isn't it, how the gamification of things can be so appealing to young people. I mean, I noticed this even just with my three-year-olds.
Well, not just young people.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yes, everybody likes to make a game out of something rather than being bossed around. Ronnie, congrats, and I hope it all works well.
Well, look, thank you very much. And look, I should say that, you know, we're very pleased to be able to bring this into New South Wales. This is part of our broader mental health and wellbeing work that we're doing in our schools. And through funding from the state government. So, you know, it's a win-win all round.
Great. Okay, can't wait to see how it rolls out. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thank you, Josh. Bye.
That's Ronnie Stokes. See you, the Principal Project Officer at the New South Wales Department of Education, telling us about this this PACS good behaviour game, which is correlated with all of these positive outcomes for students by essentially gamifying good behaviour in the classroom.
This is Breakfast with Josh Zepps on